Friday, the 20th of July, Rabbi Aaron Batus, the link between the Parsha and Tisha B'Av.
This week, this Shabbat, it's got a special title, Shabbat Chazon, named after the Aspara, Chazon Yeshayahu. Others call it Shabbat Echa, the Shabbat of Echa. You'll see why it's called also Shabbat Echa. The Shabbat which we read before, the Parashat which we read always before Tisha B'Av, always Parashat Devarim. What is the link? What is the connection between Parashat Devarim and Tisha B'Av? So, just as a little bit of an introduction, the Haftarah Chazon is the third of the Tlatah de Puranuta, the third of the three Haftarot, which is Miyuchadot, in these weeks, the 3 weeks, the Ben HaMitzarim, which is Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shem'u Devar Hashem, Chazon Yeshayahu. Divrei Yirmiyahu is the first week, the week after Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Shem'u Devar Hashem, and then finally is Chazon Yeshayahu. The Boston Rebbe said that there is a remez in these three names, the titles. Divrei, Shim'u, Chazon. What is the remez? Divrei, Dibur. Shim'u, Shemi'a. Chazon, Re'iya. Chazon means the vision. The vision of Yeshayahu. The Re'iya, the sight. He says, these weeks we have to try and be mitaken, especially the sins which one does with one's chushim, with one's senses. The sense of speech, with the mouth, the dibur, to be careful what one speaks, how one speaks. Shim'u, the sense of hearing, what one hears. Re'iya, and the most important is what one sees, what one's allowed to see, what one's not allowed to see. This is Chazon. These three things, Divrei, Shim'u, Chazon, this is the preparation to Tisha B'Av and the rebuilding of the temple. I would say that Divrei Shim'u is from Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Chazon is from Yeshaya. It's a bit strange because Yirmiyahu was the Navi which was always giving Tochecha. We know Tisha B'Av we're not allowed to read any Divrei Torah, but we're allowed to read Divarim Ara'im Shebesefer Yirmiyahu. Because Yirmiyahu HaNavi was the one who was always giving them Tochecha, always rebuking them about the sins which they did. And they spoke always about the destruction. Yeshaya is the Navi who always gave them Nechama. He was giving them always comfort. We know that after Tisha B'Av we have the Shiva de Nechemta, the 7 weeks of comfort. Yeah? In these 7 weeks, we read the seven special Haftarot, the seven special, starting from Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, which is next week, and leading up to Sof Asis Bashem, the week before Rosh Hashanah, the 7 weeks, Shiva de Nechemta. Each Haftarah comes from Sefer Yeshaya. Yeshaya is the Navi of Nechama. It's interesting that we read him the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av, Chazon Yeshayahu. Yeah? So I said the worst Tochecha is when the Navi who normally speaks Nechama, he has to give us Tochecha. That's the biggest Tochecha. When the person is always normally giving us encouragement, he has to rebuke us, that's the biggest rebuke. So, what is the Shabbat Echa? We know that there's a custom in many places. In this week's Parsha, we say in the Parsha Devarim, we say the word Echa. It's written in the Pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Echa esa levadi torchachem ma'asachem ribechem. How am I able to carry your burden and your quarrels? And Moshe Rabbeinu then spoke about the appointing of the different judges. And he used the word Echa. It's a custom in some places that Pasuk we say Benigun Echa. We read it in Nigun of Echa. Echa Esa Levadi. In the Meramis of the year that this Pasuk has got a connection with the book of Echa. And also there's this Pasuk Echa Esa Levadi is the beginning of the Aliyah of Sheni. And Shabbat Mincha, Monday, Thursday, We stop just before this. Hashem Elokei Avodechem Eseder Lachem Lachem Elef Pan Berech Zimta Shri Belachem. But on Shabbat morning, we do not start lazy with this pasuk. We go back and we read the last pasuk, Hashem Elokei Avodechem, and then we say Chas Elevadi. We do not want to start with the word Echa. This word has got a bad connotation. It's got a sad connotation. What is the reason? What's special about the word Echa? Yeah, normally you say Ech, but here is the word Echa is used. So the Midrash, the beginning of Echa, explains. Shalu et ben Azai, Amre Rabbeinu, Derosh lanu davar echad migilat kinot. Tell us something from the Sefer Kinot in the book of Echa. Amale, he said to them, Lo galu yisrael shekafu biyichido shel olam, ובמילה שניתנה לכף דורות ובעשרת דיברות ובחמישה ספרי תורה. מניין איכה. The word איכה, אלף יוד קפה. אלף is one, stands for ייחודו של עולם, stands for הקדוש ברוך הוא. יוד is 10, stands for עשרת הדיברות, the 10 commandments. קף is 20, it stands for the mitzvah מילה which was given after 20 generations, was given to Avraham Avinu, who was the 20th generation since the creation. Hey is five, stands for the five Hamshach Mishe Torah. Echa means the Klal Yisrael, they transgressed, they went and they put aside all these things. All these four things they put aside. That's what Ben Azai said. Am Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Levi said a different pshat. Lo galu Yisrael ad shekafu belamed bav kritzut sheba Torah. Klal Yisrael, they transgressed the 36 kritut. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Masechet Kritut, there is 36 kritut sheba Torah. 36. The gematria of Echa is 36. Is the remez that Klal Yisrael were obeying the 36 sins on which there is chiyuv karet. So the word Echa means Klal Yisrael, they transgressed. They were over. It's a remez. Yeah? We have this word in the parasha, Echa Echa Levadim. We have it also in the Haftarah, Echa Echa Lezona Seya Ne'mana. And we have it on Tisha B'Av when we read the book of Echa, Echa Yashva Badad. And the Midrash says over here, three Nevi'im, Shlosha Nitnabe'u B'Lashon Echa. Three Nevi'im said the word Echa. Moshe, Yeshaya v'Yirmiyah. Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's parsha, he said Echa Echa Levadi. Yeshaya said Echa Echa Lezona. Haftar Bishurim Shabbat Hazon. Yirmiyah Amar Echa Yashva Badad. And the Medrash says the time behind it. Why after these three Nevi'im they were mitnabim with the word of Echa? Mashal Matruna Shayula Shelosha Shushbinim. It's a mashal to an important person that has three friends. Echad ra'a ota b'shalvata, echad ra'a ota b'pachzuta, echad ra'a ota b'nibula. One saw her when everything was going well, b'shalvata. One saw her b'pachzuta, means when she was behaving badly. Echad ra'a ota b'nibula, in her disgrace. Kach. Moshe ra'a et Yisrael b'kvodam b'shalvatam v'amar Echa Echa Levadi Torah Achem. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said the word Echa, Klal Yisrael were just about to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to Eretz Canaan. Everything was fine, everything was peaceful. Shalvatam b'tovatam, he said the word Echa. Yishai ra'a otam b'pachzutam v'amar Echa Echa Lezona. Yishai prophesied before the Churban. He prophesied about the Churban, what's going to happen. By that time, everything was good. Klal Yisrael were living in Eretz Yisrael, but they were sinning. The Pachzutan. Yirmiyah, when he said Echa Yashva Badad, he prophesied after the Churban, when the temple was already destroyed, the Bnei Yisrael already in Galut. Nevulam. He saw. He spoke about their disgrace. That is what the Medrash says. That's the reason why these three prophets prophesied Echa. What's the Medrash? L'chur doesn't make much sense. Because Echa, if it's something bad, why Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about Echa b'shalvatam when everything was going well, when they're going to Eretz Yisrael, why is he saying the word Echa? So the way I understand it is that there's a connection over here. The Medrash is saying there's a connection that each one of them, they said the word Echad for the same reason. They're pointing out something over here, and this is the reason of the Churban. It's the reason why the tragedy took place. Moshe Rabbeinu was warning them, and he said the word Echad. Everything is fine now, but be careful about this point. If you want to know, if you want to go now to Eretz Yisrael and remain in Eretz Yisrael, you don't want to go to Galut, you don't want to bring a Churban, yeah? Be careful about something. So use the word Echa b'shalvatam, when everything was fine with them, as a warning, as a red light. Yeshaya, they were already sinning, he used the word Echa. It's going to happen, be careful. You're doing already the things which are going to bring about the Churban. Yirmiyah, after it happened, already when they were in disgrace, he said, you've done it. It's happened because you've been over, you've transgressed. What is this thing? What is this point? What is this sin? Which the Nevi'im are telling us, because of this, the Churban takes place, and the Galut of Eretz Yisrael. And I think over here is something very, very important, and something which one can bring out. It's very interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's now going back and he's giving them Tochecha, obviously he speaks to them about the Chet Meraglim. That's the first Tochecha Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Klal Yisrael. Because basically he's telling them, you're now about to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're standing on the edge of, we're in Arba Mo'ab, we're about to go to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? But there was another similar time when you were about to go to Eretz Yisrael. After Matan Torah, when you just left Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to you, Alei Resh, go into Eretz Yisrael. But, because of the Chet HaMeraglim, it's Kalkulu, you went 40 years backwards. Be careful, even though now you're about to go to Eretz Yisrael, don't do something which can cause you that you should be Mekalkul. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu straight away, he didn't speak about the Chet HaEgel, he didn't speak about the other Chataim which the Bnei Yisrael did, straight away he rebuked them about the Chet HaMeraglim. But before he spoke to them about the Chet HaMeraglim, he says the Parsha of Dayanim. It's very interesting. Suddenly he's thrown in over here in the middle of Devarim. The Parsha of Dayanim, he says to them, Echa etzal ebadi tochachem masachem ribechem. How can I bear your troubles and your quarrels? Habu lachem anashim chachamim viduim unvonim viduim mishivdechem vasimem rashichem. Bring to me wise and clever people that should appoint them to be your leaders. And you said to me, it's a good thing what you're saying. And I took from you, from your tribe, men who were chachamim, men who were well known, and I put them to be your leaders, heads of the thousands, the hundreds, fifties, and tens. And I said to the judges at that time, be careful, pay attention, judge correctly. Shvatim tzedek, between a man and his friend in the get. Lo tatiru panim b'mishpat, don't show any favor in judgment. Kakaton kagadol tishma'on. You have to judge the small and the big case the same. Lo taguru mepneish, don't fear any person. Kamishpat Elohim hu. I commanded you this time all things you're supposed to do. This parsha is put in was the parsha which Moshe Rabbeinu said that I had to tell you before you went into Eretz Yisrael. And there is the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says, why is this parsha put in over here? To teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, if you want to keep Eretz Yisrael, you've got to have good judges. You've got to have the right manhigim. You've got to have people who are going to be able to guide the people. It's no point going to Eretz Yisrael and then there's going to be hefkerut. Everyone's ish kolay yashar ben avi aseh. It's not that way. You're not going to be able to remain in Eretz Yisrael. You'll go in and then after some time you'll be a churban. So the Kli Yakar said, "Vatzave etchem ba'et ahi lemo." I commanded you this time. Why is it written ba'et ahi this time? What does it mean this time, the time before you go to Eretz Yisrael? כי ראיתי שבזמן ההוא צורך שעה במינוי הדיינים. Just before you go to Israel, there's a צורך שעה. There's a mitzvah that needs to be done. That's what? To appoint judges. כי זכות זה יספיק לכם להושיב אתכם על האדמה. That merit of having righteous judges, that will help you to remain in Israel. As it says in the pasuk, Tzedek, tzedek tirdof, למען תחיה וירשת את הארץ. If there is tzedek, if there is righteousness, there is judges who are judging in the correct way, there is the right manhigim, then למען תחיה וירשת את הארץ. Then you're going to get Israel, but otherwise you won't. So over here we see something very, very important. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to leave. Is leaving Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And he says to him, listen, I want to tell you now a special mitzvah that you need to do. And before I tell you this mitzvah, Eicha! Eicha Levadi. I'm using the word Eicha. Why am I using the word Eicha? Because this mitzvah is so important that if you don't keep it, it's going to lead to calamity. It's going to lead to an Eicha. What is this mitzvah? Mitzvah minui hadayanim. Tzadikim, they should be able to guide the people. It shouldn't be people who follow what the nation wants. They have to be people that are righteous. They judge rightly. Ben Ishu ben Achiv ben Gero. It mentions over here, Ben Ishu ben Achiv ben Gero. Who's the Gero? The Ger means the underling. The person who hasn't got any protection. They don't show favor to the people who've got the clout. But they judge rightly. Ben Ishu ben Achiv ben Gero. Lo takiu panim b'mishpat kakaton kagadol kishmaun. Whether it is a small person, whether it's a big person, come from them, the judge is saying, if there is such honesty and righteousness, then it can remain in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu used over here, the word Echa. Let's turn now to the Haftarah. When Navi Yeshayah is telling them there's going to be a Churban, he saw there was a Churban, he prophesied about the Churban. What did he say? He said, Asechem Shemama, עליכם צרופות אש, אדמתכם לנגדכם זרים אוכלים אותה שממה כמפריחת זרים. Your land is going to become desolate, cities are going to be destroyed by fire. The land is going to be taken over by zarim, by strangers. Why? What was the sin? What was the problem? What did Yeshayah see was so bad that it was going to bring a chorban? And he used again the word Echa to teach us what is the point that he's bringing out. Echa hayta lezona kriya ne'emana mele'ati mishpat tzedek yalin ba ve'ata meratzeti. He said, how has this nation become a zona? What's a zona? A zona is a prostitute, a woman who is hefker, she's loosed. Klal Yisrael, they become hefker, meaning they can do whatever, they're doing whatever they want, they've got no guidance to do the right thing. Mele'ati mishpat, it used to be a city full of justice. Tzedek yalin ba. There used to be righteousness. But now everyone is a murderer. Everyone is harming everyone else, and no one is there to stop them. Sarayich sorerim lechavrei ganavim. Your leaders are a band of robbers. Kulo ev shochad v'rodesh shalmonim. Yatom lo yishpotu v'rib amana lo yavo alehem. If the judges and the leaders, Ohev Shochad, they take bribes. Ohev Rodef Shalmonim, they're only there to line their own pockets. Then you can be sure they're not going to care about the orphan and the widow. Because the orphan and widow, they don't have the money to be able to help them. So what's going to happen? The people who've got the money, they're going to be doing alright. And the people that haven't got, they're going to be left. This is the cause of the Churban. When there is no Tzadikim, Manhigim, who are guiding and making takanot and seeing to look after the poor and to see looking after Klal Yisrael in general, then this brings on a Churban. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, B'shalvatam. Moshe Rabbeinu told them this before they went to Israel when everything was fine and they had no problem. He said to them, beware, I'm warning you, we have to appoint judges before you go to Israel. The Navi Yeshayah, when they sinned, he said, I'm telling you, there's going to be a Churban, and this is the problem. Sarai Sorerim, it's the leaders, the Manhigim. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And Yirmiyah, after it happened, he told them, what's the reason why it happened? Echa Yashva Badat. Nevi'ayich Hazulach Shabbat Tafel. Your prophets they prophesied Shabbat, all the wrong things. They tried to cover up. They tried to say everything was going to be all right. Even the kings, when they, we know the story that Yoyachin, when he heard Yirmiyahu Nabi wrote and told him about the Churban, what did he do? He took the Megillah, he tore it up and threw it in the fire. The leaders, that was the problem, the leaders, they did not want to be metaken and do the tikkunim which was required for that generation. And then the end of the Haftarah, what's going to happen in the future? That if we want to have rebuilding, we want to bring back the temple, we want to come back to Eretz Yisrael, yeah? What is the way to do it? We have to bring back the judges like they used to be. Yerushalayim will be called Irat Tzedek. There'll be righteousness, there'll be leadership and righteousness in Yerushalayim. Siyon b'mishpat tivadei b'shalei b'tzaka. Then there'll be redemption. If you look in the Seder of Shmoneh Esra, it's written all the tefillot we have for the Atid Lavo. As we ask for all our present day needs, we ask for Da'at, we ask for Teshuvah, we ask for Refuah, we ask for Parnasa. What do we start now? Tefillah of the Atid Lavo, of the Mashiach. What's the first tefillah? Melech Oed Tzedakah Mishpat. Hashiva Shoftein Kibarishunah. We ask for the judges, for the leaders. Then after we have Laminim Lamashinim, they will get rid of all the Rishayim. Then the coming of Tzadikim will come up, Alat Tzadikim. Then Tishkon Betoch Yerushalayim Etzemach David Avdecha. Then we can hope for this and give the Mashiach. But how can we hope for Mashiach when there's a Hefkeru? Ishkol Yashar Be'enav, and there's no Manigim. So this is over here the clue and the key. And this is the connection, this is the thread that runs through the Pasha, Moshe Rabbeinu, we read the Pasha Devarim, where it's written the word Echa, then we read the Haftar Chazon, which is written the word Echa, and we read then straight afterwards in Shabbat the word Echa. Because the three Nevi'im, Kulam Nitnabu Be'echa, each one in their own way, but they're all pointing to the same point. It's up to the Manhigim. You think of the Chofetz Chaim in his generation. Chofetz Chaim, he stood up in the generation and said, Shmirat HaLashon. It's not something, it wasn't popular. It's not something which is popular to speak about. Speak Shmirat HaLashon. God in one's tongue, be careful when one speaks. The sins of the speech, Lashon Hara. It's not unpopular. He didn't become popular through it. But he felt it was the need of the time. He stood up and he wrote a sefer and he went round from city to city to spread. This is what it means, the money. He doesn't do what the people want. The Chazal say, Pnei Ador ke Pnei Akelet. Yeah? This is Ikvat of the Mashiach. Before the Mashiach comes, Pnei Ador ke Pnei Akelet. What does that mean? The face of the generation be like the face of the dog. What does that mean? The leaders of the generation, the Pnei Ador ke Pnei Akelet. Like a dog. What does the dog do? The dog goes in front, but it's looking to the back. And he said, the leaders are not leading, but they're looking to see what the people want, and they're doing what the people want. That's not a leader. That's not going to be the tzaddikim that's going to bring to us the Mashiach. It's written in the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara brings down on the pasuk which we read in Haftarah of Tisha B'Av. Asof Asifen. There the pasuk says, Mi ha'ish echacham b'yaven et zot. Who is the person who's wise who can understand this? V'ashed yibeh pi Hashem elav yagida al me'avda ha'aret nitzita ke midbar b'li yoshev. Who is the chacham and the prophet who's able to tell us why did it happen? V'yomer Hashem al ozva metorati. Hashem said because they forsook the Torah. So the Gemara says that here's a very strange thing. It starts off with the Chachamim, with the Nevi'im, and then it says, Vayom HaShem. So the Gemara says, Dava ze nishar lechachamim ve lenevi'im ve lo pirshua. They asked the Chachamim, they couldn't explain. Why did this tragedy happen? Why it was so bad? It happened such a churban, it happened such a galut. Thousands of people being slain in the streets of Yerushalayim. They asked the Nevi'im, they couldn't explain it. Only HaKadosh Baruch has to give the explanation. Vayomer Hashem. Hashem has to explain it. Al ozva metorati. Says, what does it mean? They forsook the Torah. Lo berchu batorah techila. They did not make a bracha on the Torah before reading the Torah. Very difficult Gemara, isn't it? For this, they had a churban, a bayit, and no one could explain it. What's going on? That means they saw clearly, so it wasn't so bad. They couldn't explain it. But because they did not make Birkat HaTorah, they did not say the brachot in the Torah before, it came the churban habayit. So there is a pshat from the Rambam. The Rambam is, and the Masho says it over there in the Gemara as well, in Chiddush the Pshat. They ask, in the Rambam is in the Teshuvot, they ask the question of the Rambam, Havineinu Malkeinu, explain to us this Gemara, Havineinu Malkeinu, our king, they call the Rambam Malkeinu, this is the right Rambam. Tell us, what is the reason, what is the pshat in this Gemara? Mal Kavanat HaGemara. Says the Rambam. You know what it means? I'll tell you what it means. Talmidei Chachomim, what does it mean? Shelo Beich Batra Tchila, it's talking about Aliyah LaTorah, being called up to the Sefer Torah. Talmidei Chachomim are not bothered to be called up to the Sefer Torah. Who fights for an Aliyah? The Balabatim. Why? Because they don't have so much connection with the Torah. So for them, the Aliyah LaTorah is so very important. Talmidei Chachomim are not bothered by the Aliyah LaTorah. They can learn through any time. Pick up a statement and read. So he said, what used to happen was, the Talmidei Chacham used to be in the shul, and they used to let the Am Haaretz be called up before them. Yeah? If a kohen was an Am Haaretz, yeah, Ram Hol is not allowed to be called up before Talmidei Chacham. Where is a kohen allowed to be called up first if he's the same? If he's also Talmidei Chacham. Then the din is, kohen Talmidei Chacham comes before Yisrael Talmidei Chacham. But kohen Am Haaretz before Talmidei Chacham is not allowed to. But the Talmidei Chachamim were not makpid, and they let the Kohanim go up, even though they're Amaret. As Shelo Beirchu Batorah Techila. Because the Talmidei Chachamim did not make the bracha first on the Sefer Torah, that's what caused the Churban. Rambam explained, why should that cause the Churban? He says like this, B'dein grama kimiyatu Torah Mitzrayim. This caused, because the Talmidei Chachamim did not show leadership, did not come first, they not show the way. They allow the Am Haaretz to leave. They allow the Am Haaretz to be called up first. What does that mean? They allow the Am Haaretz to respect on the cover that they should be the ones to lead, and they stood in the background. This caused the Churban, and this Klal Yisrael couldn't see because things were not so bad. They couldn't understand it. Vayom Hashem al zvam et Torati. This is forsaking the Torah when the leaders are taking a back seat and allowing things to become hefker. So this is. It's very important in the Kuda that we have to see, to try and follow the leaders that we have in Klal Yisrael, to see that the leaders are able to take their proper position and to guide and to follow the Talmidei Chachamim, the leaders of the generation, and on the days that we should be all zocher to bin and habayit, kibbutz galiot, b'mirah b'yameinu, amen.